Today is part two of a two-part series where we're talking about the importance of flexibility for working moms in their careers. If you haven't listened to part one, I encourage you to go back and absorb all the data, statistics, and most recent research to back this up. But for today, we're going to lean into creative solutions to gain more flexibility, and particularly for those of you who don't have the ability to work remotely or in a hybrid setting. But regardless of your situation, I am confident you'll find some good nuggets of information and ideas from this episode. Let's go ahead and dive on in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. When I came back from maternity leave after having my fourth child, I was really struggling. I found myself in a position that I really, really loved in my career. I was on the executive team. I oversaw sales and marketing, and I really loved what I did and felt like it was a good fit with my skill set and my passions. And yet I loved it so much, but I felt as though I couldn't keep up with anything at home and everything was dropping. I was juggling all of these balls, and a lot of them were glass balls, and they would drop and they would shatter, which shattered my heart. And in essence, I felt as though I was doing a disservice to my own family. And I remember sitting one day with my boss, who was extremely supportive. She also had her own children as well, and several steps and years ahead of me, but could very much relate to what I was going through as she had her own children and had walked this path herself. I remember sitting with her in my office and looking at her, tears in my eyes, and saying, I can't do this anymore. I don't know what to do, but I can't keep going like this. And it was a vulnerable moment for me because she very well could have looked at me and said, okay, well, I accept this as your resignation, or I understand. Let's get you into a less challenging or less visible role within the company. She looked at me and said, what does that mean? Tell me more. And when I explained all of the demands and the challenges that I was facing, juggling work and home like so many working moms, and herself included, I imagine, now looking back, she said to me, I think we can work through this. Let's figure out a way together. And I will never forget that conversation and her compassion and her willingness to work with me through a hard time where I was ready to throw my hands up in the air. I didn't know what a solution looked like, but I had somebody willing to walk me through that, which is why I in turn do this podcast, because somebody did that for me and helped lead a path for me. And I know a lot of working moms don't have that opportunity, and I want to be that for other working moms because I've been through it and understand how challenging it can be and wanting to throw your hands up in the air. And because I love a good brainstorm and I love throwing ideas out on the wall and seeing what sticks, I've come up with a variety of different ideas that either I've pitched at some time or I've talked with other people who have done certain things to gain them more flexibility. And for me, flexibility is really key to be able to ebb and flow and find that work-life blend rather than balance. For me, balance is compartmentalizing Work over here, home over here. And while that's a great notion and concept, balance is very difficult to achieve and even more difficult to maintain. So you may hear me talk about balance, or you may in previous episodes have heard me talk about the strive for blend over balance. But for today's concept, if we're searching for balance or blend of our life, the most ideal concept is to really gain more of that flexibility. And some flexibility comes from autonomy of managing our own schedule and being at a place where we can say, you know what, I need to shut this down really quick because my kiddo has a performance at 3 o'clock and I need to be there, but I'm going to show up later tonight and open my laptop and finish hammering out the project details so that I don't hold up my team at the end of the day. And I have been ever so grateful for the people in my life, whether it's a supervisor or peers or through networking, I've found a community of working moms who have empowered me with confidence that yes, you can do this working mom thing, but you can also ask for the things that you need. And for many of us, that means flexibility. So in my previous episode, I talked in length about data and statistics that support the need working moms have for flexibility in their workplace. And so while the world really focuses on flexibility as remote or hybrid opportunities, I am here today to share with you a few new ideas that will allow you to have flexibility without having to have remote settings. Because I know there's a lot of jobs out there, healthcare, education, hospitality, that you can't always work remotely or don't have that opportunity. So today, let's talk about 5 different ways in which you can gain more flexibility with your current work, even if remote or hybrid work settings are not an option. The first is to negotiate flexible hours. Think about this as adjusting the current 40 hours a week that you might have, or 50 hours a week, depending upon whatever it is that you do in your job. Maybe you work 30 hours a week and that's considered full-time. Whatever base you have for full-time work, looking at it from a different lens. Flexibility to adjust your hours based on what your family needs, whether that's a routine change to your schedule, such as I start at 6:30 a.m. every day so that I can be off by the time the kids get home from school in order to help them unpack their bags and talk about the school day and get them ready for sports. That's an option each and every day. Or maybe it's even just a baby step of once a week you're doing this adjustment to your hours, but offering to negotiate the flexible hours could be a really good step in the right direction to gain you more of that fluidity between work and home life. Or maybe it's even you want to make sure that you are getting your kids off to daycare or off to school in the morning, and that's a really critical and important time for your family because your spouse might work early mornings and there's nobody else to do that. And so maybe you pick up a little bit later in the day. Picking and choosing what your hours look like is a really good step in the right direction to own your schedule. So if you propose shifting your work hours to start earlier or later, working more efficiently during those hours is going to be really critical. And as we pitch this then, right, you think about how we talk with your supervisor or your boss. Make sure to show some data on your current productivity levels, right? So that there can be an assessment and proof that your productivity and outcomes have not diminished based on changing your schedule, especially if they're reluctant to change hours or show any flexibility within the existing hours that you have. Maybe you have a company that is AIS, just like I had before, ass in seat, and they want to make sure that you're there from certain hours. And so showcasing what you can accomplish in a current day existing and what you could potentially accomplish in your proposed flexible hours could be beneficial to the conversation. Another option for flexibility is job sharing. Now, for some women, financially, they're not at a place where they can do part-time. And so this may or may not apply to them, but I will say job sharing is a really cool option. It allows for part-time work and sharing of responsibilities for one role. So essentially, you work half of the hours and another person works half of the hours for one job. And the benefit to the company is, well, you're part-time, and so there's no benefits that are being laid out for each of these individuals, right? So you're not claiming benefits here through the company. It saves them a little bit of money. But also, they get 2 heads for one job. So it allows for that part-time work and sharing of responsibilities, but it also reduces the burden on each job sharer and ensures that there's continuity of work. Things are constantly getting worked and provides you perhaps the option to keep your foot in the door of working and with the company, as well as making sure that you're keeping up on your skills that are going to be important for you when you return fully into the workforce. So when you go to pitch this to your supervisor or your boss, you'll want to emphasize how job sharing can maximize productivity and coverage even during non-standard working hours, right? You might be coming in early and your job share counterpart might be coming in a little bit later and wrapping up the day so that there's still continuity here. But it does lead to higher retention of experienced associates. So that could be a play here as you're having conversation, as you're mulling through all of these options and thinking about which one might fit best for you. Think about how you would present this as well. The third option I would say is flex time, right? So this gives employees or you as the working mom control over your work hours. And I like this the best because I'm extremely dedicated to my craft, to my organizations that I work for, and to my associates and peers as well. And so I have this level of responsibility, and I don't want to say a cloud that follows me, you know, everywhere I go, but I'm constantly in the back of my head thinking how I can support and help my team members. And that comes by doing proficient and excellent work that they can come to depend on. And so through flex time, I really have the opportunity to shut my computer if I need to stop at 3 o'clock, to be able to hit that track meet, or to go attend the holiday parade at my kids' daycare so that I can attend those things. And it may not be every single day, but I know that I'm gonna pick up my laptop at the end of the day and still finish what needs to be finished and make up that time that I was gone out of the office. So it can really, really help with scheduling around family-related activities. So another way of looking at flex time is suggesting a schedule that is within a core set of hours. I know I've got a couple friends who have core hours in their organizations, and they're typically 9 to 3 or 10 to 4, somewhere around there, that everybody knows the associates or the team members will all be present in the office from those hours. But outside of that, they may be coming in a little bit later and staying a little bit later, or working from home after their kids get done with their programming and their scheduling at the end of the night, or after the baby goes to bed, they're picking up their laptop to finish things. And so that flex time really can be helpful, especially if you have core hours, because everyone knows that you'll be there during those core hours, but it allows you to adapt to your family's needs. So if I were sitting with my supervisor and this is something that I was pitching, you may want to explain how flex time can improve your work-life balance and how you can meet your job responsibilities effectively within this framework. The fourth opportunity I would say for flexibility is compressed work weeks. So let's say that flexibility is really important to you, but it's really on one particular day. Instead of being able to leave early on certain days, you really just want to have that one day off, but you're not ready to go down to part-time and you want to still have control over your schedule. You want to contribute to your environment and you don't want to shed any of your responsibilities or compensation for that matter either. So you can look at compressed work weeks. I know I have several friends in healthcare who don't have the opportunity to work remotely. They have to be in front of patients or maybe doing rounds at hospitals. They don't have the opportunity, right, to schedule for some of that flexibility if their kids have programmings or not. And so what many of them have done is compressed work weeks where they might work 4 10-hour days in order to fulfill their requirements, or 3 12-hour days, whatever that looks like for your state and your jurisdiction. But compressed work weeks can also work in the corporate world if that's an option for your company. Fewer work days allow for more extended weekends or additional family time, and really you have more hours kind of built in together if you take one day off versus, you know, leaving an hour early every single day, that you can get more done if you're at home. So proposing 4 10-hour work days instead of 5 8-hour days might be an option for you here. And I know there is data that can easily be pulled about compressed work weeks. In fact, I think there's even books on like the 3-day work week or the 4-day work week that can be looked at as data that could complement your conversation as well. Now, fifth is a really cool, like off the wall type of idea here. And this idea actually came from my neighbor. She and I were talking through the fence one day when our dogs were out barking at each other like crazy. And we both came out to scold our dogs. And she was asking, you know, how are things going? And this was several years ago. And I had said, you know, I'm just, you know, good for the most part, but I just keep struggling. Like, should I go part-time? Should I not go part-time? And yet I love what I do. And she said to me, you know, back when I was your age, and her kids are all grown, of course. And she explained to me how, in essence, she redesigned her job to fit what she needed. So she ended up explaining to me the 80-20 concept that she had come up with and pitched to her supervisors that helped her to get a little bit more flexibility in her job so that she had a little bit more time for her young family as they were growing up. And now her kids are all grown, of course, but she shared with me this concept that I found so fascinating. And what she did is she ended up going through her job description and her calendar because, well, as we all know, the job description you get on day one does not always line up to what you actually end up doing. So she looked at her calendar as well to make sure they were matching up, and she assigned hours to each of the different job functions. And she essentially said, okay, this makes up 100% of what I do on average each and every day or through a given week or month. And she went through and said, what I'd like to propose is that I do 80% of this work for a 20% reduction in pay and a 20% reduction in time. So essentially, she went from 40 hours, let's just say hypothetically for the sake of ease, she went from 40 hours per week and she reduced her time at work by 20%, which meant she was then going to work 32 hours that week. And knowing that she was reducing the number of hours and reducing her job load by 20%, she also adjusted her income by 20%. And she then started ironing out where this other 20% could be taken back from, who could be assigned for these, what is really unnecessary that she's wasting her time on, and how to make it work. So she developed this plan and went in and pitched the 80-20, and she ended up getting it. 32 hours is still full time at many companies. And so perhaps if you're interested in doing 80% of your work for only a 20% reduction in your salary and also reducing your job load by 20%, but maybe staying at the same exact position that you have today, this could be an option for you. I thought it was creative and different and is something that I always keep in the back of my head. And to be honest with you, this is exactly why working moms need to talk to older and wiser working moms who have been there and done that, because this wouldn't have been on my realm or scope of possibilities if I had never shared with her how I was feeling, where I was at, and listened and taken the time to listen to somebody else who had walked through the trenches and lived to tell about it on the other side. I think there's value, immense value, in our older, wiser working moms out there who can be, in essence, a mentor to us during our challenging times. So there are the five different types of options that I would suggest if you're looking for flexibility, but you don't have the option for remote or a hybrid type setting in your current work situation. And so again, if you are like me and you're multitasking or you're driving and you're like, oh yeah, we went through five already? Okay, I don't remember them. Let me refresh you real quick. First and foremost, you can negotiate for flexible hours. Two, you can consider job sharing with another colleague or bringing in somebody else as another expert that you can share the job with. You can look at flex time, compensating your time. If you're leaving early, committing to making sure that that laptop gets opened at the end of the night. Four, compressed work weeks. Again, thinking 4 10-hour days, if that's an option. And then five is the 80-20, really redesigning your job. And along with that, know that it will be, your compensation will probably be redesigned as well. But if you come in strong, recognizing where that 20% can be taken off of your job duties and understanding that there's going to be a compensation shift as well for reducing it by 20%, it could be a nice fit for some. Now, I will leave you with this last comment. Regardless of which opportunity or which of these flexible ideas you pursue, I will say you are still hired by the company and required and responsible for getting your work done. And so when we ask our employers or our companies to be flexible for us, we also have an obligation to ensure that our work is still getting done. And so when we ask for flexibility, just know on the back end, we're still required to finish our job and to do it with excellence and to do it well, because that is what we are paid to do. And so I encourage you to make sure to showcase and prove viability for any of these flexible options you're presenting, and make sure to follow through so that for the next working mom who needs flexibility and is brave enough to ask for it, you have set the pace for them, paved the way, and shown that it is possible and that you're responsible to still get your work done. So I would love to hear any other ideas for flexibility that you might have. So shoot me an email over at info@laceyjungman.com and tell me what is working for you to gain more flexibility. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.